Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey everybody, Peter Zein here, coming from Colorado. It is the 1st of March, and today we're going to talk about Belgium. Earlier today, the Belgian government grabbed a Russian shadow tanker and escorted to port and opened a criminal investigation, all in one. I've been watching the shadow fleet for almost 4 years at this point. It's the primary way that countries like Venezuela, Iran, and Russia have been earning oil income while under sanctions. They put out a bunch of really old ships, they fake their papers, they give them fake insurance policies, and then they sail kind of under the radar. Of late, the United States has gone after the shadow fleet that was involved with Venezuela, and now we have had several instances where Russian shadow tankers have been grabbed, some by the United States, one by France, which was then summarily released because the French, quote, didn't know how to prosecute, which made them look really stupid, but the Belgians apparently have figured it out, and they've already opened prosecution. Now, I don't say positive things about Belgium often. The weather is awful, the food isn't that great, the beer is questionable. The Dutch part of Belgium is in the north, the French part is in the south, they don't interact, they rarely have a government, yet here they have all their ducks in a row. So, you know, kudos Belgium. What this means is if we can have a small state, Belgium is not a power player, going after the shadow fleet, then there's really no excuse for the bigger countries to go after it, as well as countries that are closer to Russia, like, say, the Baltics or Sweden. So we are seeing a cracking in the shadow fleet left, right, and center. Number one, the United States broke the seal when it went after about 10 shadow vessels that were taking Venezuelan crude. Number two, we now have the Europeans gearing up to do the same. The Brits look like they're on the verge, for example, of jumping into this, and because of the channel, that's pretty much everything that matters. And you get the Belgians and the Danes and the Dutch and the Swedes, then all of a sudden the Baltic Sea is shut down. Third, the war going on in Iran. Iran feared that this was going to happen, and so they moved a lot of the crude that they had in storage onto floating cargo ships, basically tankers that don't have a destination yet. And something like 200 million barrels. That's a big chunk of the shadow fleet. And all of a sudden, they can't leave the Persian Gulf because of the war. They're just floating there, and it's only a matter of time before the U.S. Navy decides to just go bup, 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 and confiscate all of them. And when that happens, the shadow fleet will well and truly be dead. And the way that something like 4 million barrels a day has been getting to market over the last couple of years simply withers and dies. So kudos Belgium. The Europeans are probably going to line up behind them within a matter of days and weeks, and the U.S. Navy will be going after the shadow fleet undoubtedly within a couple of weeks. The U.S. Navy only really has enough ordnance on station for 2 weeks of the current tempo, but here we are in day two and they've already obliterated the Iranian Air Force and Navy. So there's really nothing that Iran can do to protect the shadow fleet. They're just basically sitting in a bathtub of the Persian Gulf. So we're looking at the entire shadow fleet being wrapped up here in a matter of weeks to a few months, which will generate an entirely new energy market on a global basis.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP, purpose-built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose-built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch-up. Visit epicor.com/win.